just had Hank Williams III on the radio here. He's got a hell of a voice, huh?
Yeah.
He's got a hell of an attitude. I think he's going to go far with that. This is what I'm talking about when we talk about how people kind of cross over here. There's a cross-pollination going on here. What he's doing is not just pure country. He's seasoning it, not very lightly, but heavily, with all of that ethic, all that attitude that works in hip-hop, thrash metal, hard rock, rock and roll. That's the way you do it. That's how you get good work there. And he's leading with his face. I've said I've been places with my face, and you wouldn't go with a pistol. Sounds like he's going there, huh?
Yeah, it sounded great.
Hank Williams III, and he's talking about how he records down in Nashville and whatever. And I had shared with our program director, Mark Chernoff, that I had recorded two great songs with some of the finest country players out of the studio system in Nashville, complete with the upright bass, what he was calling hellbilly and like that. It's got the upright bass, it's got the fiddle, it's got the slide steel, it's got the real deal. And we redid two Van Halen songs. We did Jamie's Crying and Jump. And it is just smoking hot, real deal country, all right? And it's coming out on an album called Strummin' with the Devil, which is all country and bluegrass tribute, to the Van Halen music, which, as you hear, translates into all kinds of styles later. I don't care if it's Paul Anka doing big band or if it's a country version or, we've got thrash hop, we've got dub versions of Van Halen songs, we've got heavy metal tribute stuff to Van Halen as well. I guess it's a salute to the songwriting. I think we might have been good together there. At any rate, I shared with the program director, Mark Chernoff, the same one who feels that women are not part of our demographic and that they don't count. That's a quote, okay? And that if women show up to the show, it's okay, but we don't care about them. And that as far as playing to them, know that we should actually be playing to our target demographic, which is 35-year-old white boys who listen basically to classic rock. I love classic rock. If I didn't, we wouldn't have King Ted on the air. Who else would have Ted Nugent and people like Henry Rollins on the air unless I really loved that genre of music, or at least that approach to music here? And I said to my program director, Mark Chernoff here, I have these two songs, and we can promote this nationally. We can fly down to Nashville. Phil Vassar, who is one of the judges, the main face on Nashville Star, which is the country equivalent of American Idol, invited me down already. Come down in about a month, he said. I can be a guest judge on the show. Country Music Channel says, Dave, if you come down here, spend 3 days or so in Nashville, we'll do you right. That's the quote. Okay, we'll go down there, we'll play the song. B. Young will join the band. We'll get the real Nashville cats. We'll go up there, we'll play Letterman. We'll play Leno. We'll play Kimmel. We'll go on Oprah, freaking Oprah. This kind of music buys into every single community. Even Animal says he's got country versification here.
Want to hear it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. I'm going to do it like Hank Williams III, man.
Here you go.
You ready?
Sure.
I woke up this morning as drunk as I could be. I found the head in the bed where my head ought to be. You damn near fool, you crazy fool, you S.O.B., you see? That ain't nothing but a cabbage head your mammy gave to me. Well, I traveled in the world for miles around and hope to travel more. I ain't never seen no cabbage head with eyes on it before.
Do I qualify?
This is Animal's house. I only work here, man.
Do I qualify?
Not very often you see a six foot five ex-crip weighing in at, what, about 360 pounds here, regaling us with what is arguably pure country.
I'm very country, sir.
Anyways, I shared with the program director, the same one who says that knock off all of the ethnic-based music, meaning the black music, the Latin music, and anything that's basically not the classic rock, the Leonard Skinner approach and everything. And when I told him about this with the two country songs, he stared at me as if I had six eyes, and turned the music off, and he goes, well, that's like a private project, isn't it? I don't see how that really, affects what you're doing in radio broadcasting. Okay, well, here's the thought. is that it's a little difficult to get on CNN and do an interview if you're only available in 7 out of 1,500 cities in the continental United States. Something tells me that if we release a country song to all the classic rock stations, all the country stations, all the pop stations, all the adult contemporary stations, because they're all banging country like it owes them money, okay? If you put that out, aren't you national then? And then don't you show up on different people's television shows? Why would Jay Leno want to have us up there to interview us about something that most of his audience isn't able to get? If you're going to get it on the internet, that's one thing. But realistically, on real radio, we're only available in 7 out of a potential 1,500 markets that plays to this kind of an audience here. That's why we're not in L.A. That's why we're not in other parts of Texas. That's why we're not in Chicago. That's why we're not in Detroit, etc. And as soon as you put Sasha's smiling little face up on the internet, as soon as you can see what Animal really looks like, because that'll be part of the television show as well, and as soon as we start actually showing up in Nashville and Texas and California and Chicago and all of these TV shows, then we're going to be stuck in this boring little ghetto of, wait a minute, you're not playing enough Leonard Skinner, you're going to lose your target demo.
Get up. All right.
Anyways, so I'm going to be paying for that by myself, out of my pocket, all the publicity and so forth. I'm working with that record company, and I'm going to fully imagine that there will be a huge problem when it's time for us to go to Nashville to broadcast for a week. We've already located a first-class five-star studio, just like what Henry Rollins is going to be doing his IFC channel show coming up, right? And people who love us, you got friends down there. Be Young, we all have friends down there. That's Music City there. Even Animal, you got friends down there, right?
Yes, his name is Joe, and that board you're talking about, the million-dollar board, he's the one who operates it. Joe.
Exactly. There's nothing but friends and family waiting for us down there, and we're already having problems with the travel here. There's already the idea of, this is a quote from our meeting yesterday with my program director, Mark Chernoff, I think you're paying way too much attention to the music in the background, and I think you're paying way too much attention to these foreign language IDs, and you're paying way too much attention to these emails from outside the United States. Women do not have any real purpose in your show here. It's okay if they show up, but it's not part of your target demographic, and you shouldn't be playing to them with these generic subjects that maybe boys won't like. This is a guy whose grandfather who's never drank a beer in his life, okay? He's failing even to understand the power of launching a single that not only goes from coast to coast. Why aren't we on in England? Why aren't we on an Armed Forces Network? Why isn't the USO tied into this? Why am I not broadcasting from San Juan, Puerto Rico? Why am I not broadcasting from Brownsville, Texas? Why aren't we broadcasting from Rio de Janeiro or Hawaii? I told them I'd pay for it out of my own freaking pocket. You want to know why? There's no reason. I spent $40,000 of my own money last week to get microphones that work. You notice how our gear freaks up every single show at least 2 and 3 times? You hear how sometimes the tape player boils the equipment? You smell that rug out there that was left over from Howard? Those stains are left. That's a shroud of Turin out there. That's how old that carpet is out there. You follow? And I'm still going to keep in it. I'm not quitting, but I will tell you this. They're probably going to fire me. That starting after this show, probably, going into the meeting, we're going to sit down with Mr. Chernoff, the program director, and he's going to pretend, that was a nice show. That's like talking to the Wicked Witch of the West and how they expect to keep pushing him on me when they know he does nothing but kill the vibe, destroy the exuberance. He ruins the enthusiasm with these socially retarded ideas. They're looking to recreate the Howard Stern show, and I refuse. So we're going to continue to do our show as we've been doing it today. I give it probably a week before the lawyers show up and they make the final threats. You do what Worm says or you're going to lose this job. And at that point in time, I'm going to tell him what I think Henry Rollins would tell him, just like this. Give us a call here, 866-313-3733. Who's there? Did we lose him? Either way. Florence, are you on?
Yeah.
I think we lost Florence. Calling from Philly. Dave, I float out two ideas. First, that the program director and general manager are genius since they have provoked the best show ever. Hey, rage does really good things for my skin tone, huh? To get you into such a rage that provides you with insight so deep that the best in Dave comes out. Or second, that they are so stupid that they undermine your abilities and how deep your experience really goes and wind up a target of your wrath. Either way, it is the most compelling radio to date. By the way, Brian must be fired up also. That guitar is smoking hot. From Florida, I'm a 37-year-old lawyer. I am your target demographic. Screw Chernoff. He's the midget that kept Scott Muni on WNEW until he was the radio equivalent of Captain Christopher Pike from Star Trek. I was a Stern listener since I was 12, and I was set up to get serious, but I wanted to give Roth Radio a chance. The show is fantastic. And the interviews with Sean White, you remember Sean White?
Oh, yeah.
Talk to me about what age group we get here. Sean White, 19-year-old Olympic gold medalist snowboarder, comes in here. Now, B. Young is his guitar teacher. On his way to 200 interviews on subsequent two afternoons, he calls us from the limousine. He still checks in with B. Young regularly. I can tell you where that kid is and who he's sleeping with even now. I hope it's Lindsay. I hope it's Lohan. Anyways, I think the point is, like Milton Bradley, baby, from 6 to 60, if we start to narrow this focus, it's just going to be a bad, loose, runny representation of what the great Howard Stern did. And ultimately, we're all just going to look the same. How many acts on this channel here in New York City? Out of the four of us, there's four acts, right? One, two, three, four. If I submit to this nonsense, then three of us will have identical arrangements. The only ones who will be different will be the two fellas who follow us up here. No difference than what Corolla is doing. No difference than what the fella in Chicago is doing. Hey, Jim Rome doesn't need her. Come on, babe.
That's right. That's right.
Take a phone call. Go ahead. 866-313-3733. Hopefully, I'm not saying the phone number too often. Maybe I should say it more. No, this was my last constructive discussion with these characters. Go ahead. You're on Roth Radio.
Hey, Dave, I wouldn't quit if I was you, man. You're a good guy, and everything you've done has always been great on your whole career. And we love you down here in West Palm, and you got a great diversity of topics on your show. And we love Animal, and I hate to see you off the airways. I like went crazy last week when you went on, and I guess I'm not in your target demographic because I listen to country music.
I love country music, and I love hip-hop. I like Latino, and you know what? I like making fun of all of it, too. That's part of the fun of participating in this music. I love Bruce Springsteen, and I love making fun of him. I love playing his songs. I learned a few on the guitar, and I've been to three shows. It was one of the last shows I went to with my father.
Heck yeah,
and I still have fun making fun of them.
Let those corporate guys tell you what to do, man. You're doing a good job.
Thank you, my friend. Thanks for calling. West Palm Beach. I know it well. We've played there a number of times, huh? That's core demographic. And they're listening to every kind of music there is down there. Are you telling me in Florida? No hablando en español? Come on. Oye, oye. Okay. Next call. Roth Radio, you're live. Go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing, Dave?
Fancy. I'm all right today.
Listening to the show since it started. Wish you a lot of luck, man.
Oh, thank you very much. Where are you calling from, actually?
Staten Island.
Ah. Okay. And what's your favorite kind of music? What are you listening to today?
I'm a rock and roller.
Okay.
Going through all types, metal, classic. Any type, pretty much.
Anything that's a little bit aggressive, it sounds like, huh?
Yeah, and I also, you know, a little bit of hip-hop, rap, stuff like that, but mostly rock.
Yeah, me too. You know what? Out of any kind of musical style, most of it sucks. I don't care if it's classic rock or hip-hop or country. 9 out of 10 times I go, boo.
I hear you, you know.
But it's that one time.
Stuff. Everybody gets a record deal nowadays. I mean, look at a lot of the teen girls out there. Or I should say the girls that are directed towards teens. They can't sing a lick, you know.
Sure.
Anyway, I really called to talk about the show and just let you know, there's an edge. And that's what's needed. You know, you're not a car doing a speed limit. You know, you're speeding out of control. You're like You're like the O.J. Bronco. People want to watch it. You know what I'm saying?
I do. When I bring this car back to you from the run around the track, there will be no paint on my right-hand side. I'm telling you in advance, friend. Okay, let's get the contrasting point of view here. Go ahead, friend. You're on Roth Radio.
Yeah, I can sum it up in two words.
Please.
You suck.
Okay, well, that just about sums it up for your vocabulary. No, wait, turn the music off. These rabbits run very, very quickly. They only have the capacity for one or two words, monosyllables, like some of my favorite lap dancers. For them, that's adequate, okay? Let's see what else he has to say. Let's listen to what's in his skull. Sorry, you suck. Okay, that was the Sammy Hagar fan club president weighing in. We don't get the well ones down here. Have you noticed that of the detractors, we've only had one good detractor here who is able to explain himself. You'll find some retard, you know, who's going to sum it up. Which, again, is great for Saturday night, and I want to talk to you about those syllables, Sasha. This 32-year-old woman of Chinese descent raised in Brooklyn used to listen to Stern, and then I couldn't go about my morning routine of watching the news on TV because I don't want to miss a second of hearing what you got to say. I wonder if she appreciates the Chinese station IDs. You know why I do this? Because when I was traveling for the last 30 summers, we would go to all these great foreign countries, and I would not understand half of what they were saying. Of course, it's in Chinese, it's in Japanese, it's in Dutch, it's in Italian or whatever. And then you would only understand one or two little things in English. They would go, "Boku de Nihongo aboi tano desana Alka-Seltzer." Woman gets like a Pepto-Bismol. I thought that was music. That was like poetry to me. I didn't understand what it said, but I don't understand half of what my favorite rock singers are singing to me or my favorite hip-hop artists are actually saying either. Poetically, it made perfect sense to me. And we have an international audience here that is a big part of who I am. It's a big part of who you guys are, too, here. Be Young, Animal. We don't have this kind of humor unless you got a lot of stamps in your passport. Go ahead, Holmes.
I want to change my name to Sprinkles.
Oh, that's right.
MC Sprinkles. I want you to, you know, call me MC Sprinkles now.
I can't do that with a straight face. You're referring to what Tom Gisano, our general manager, our station manager or whatever, he referred to you, Animal, and to Brian Young as just Sprinkles. He's referring to like a cupcake, and that you really don't constitute the substance of what we're doing here, that you're just a little sprinkle on it like that, and that he'd like to see you play a much, 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 much smaller role. Why am I not surprised?
Go ahead.
David Lee Roth in the mornings. The new Free FM website at 941freefm.com.